We're learning Tuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. We're in Tehillot Ketuvot Yechavedad, Chelek Dalid. Tonight, Siman Chavav. Chavav deals with the question, when a Chazan makes Havdalah in Shul, which we haven't been doing because of COVID reasons, but when a Chazan makes Havdalah in Shul, Hashtaba Agala Yishman Kariv, should he be standing or sitting? Standing or sitting for Havdalah in Shul. So, what's the difference? So, the difference is as follows. The Tosfot in Brachot Daf Mem Gimel writes, he says, look, we have a problem. Havdalah and Kiddush have two components. There is the bracha on the wine, borei pri hagefen. Meaning, if you had a glass of wine tonight, you make a bracha of borei pri hagefen. Good. There's also a bracha on the Havdalah. Hamavdil ben kodesh b'chol v'neu l'chosach ben yisrael amim. Good. Baruch ata Hashem. Hamavdil ben kodesh b'chol. There's also b'samim in there. Let's put those aside for the moment. Let's just deal with the cup, borei pri hagefen, and hamavdil ben kodesh b'chol. So too Kiddush. Kiddush has Borei Pri HaGefen and Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbat. Has two components. So traditionally, we assume that, look, in most people's homes, one person says Kiddush, and that's good enough for everybody. I say Kiddush, you answer Amen, Yetzayah Dechova. You fulfill the mitzvah, no problem whatsoever. The challenge is, okay, good, you fulfilled which mitzvah? You fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. Good. Did you fulfill mitzvah of Kiddush Alayayin? Absolutely, you have to make Kiddush with a cup. I say Kiddush, with a cup. Can you drink the wine? Can you drink your own wine? Meaning when I make a bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat, I can get up and say, Baruch HaDashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, I have you in mind, you have me in mind, Shalom al Yisrael, it's all good, the mitzvah works for you. Can I get up and make a bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen for you? Can I make up a Borei Pri HaEtz, Borei Pri HaAdamah? Take any bracha you want. Can you make a Birkata Nehenin on behalf of somebody else? There's a difference between a Birkata Mitzvah, Mekadesh Shabbat Barakata Mitzvah. On behalf of you, right? We say, Al Mikra Megillah, Al Yishma Kol Shofar, Barakata Mitzvah, as opposed to Barakata Nehenin. Can I make a Barakata Nehenin for you? I'm going to drink the wine also. Does my Barakata Nehenin work for you? Why should it? So why does, let's think about it for a moment, Shomeh Ke'oneh, does that exactly work with Barakata Mitzvah or Barakata Nehenin? Because the question is, the Gemara in Shabbat, the page before, Membet points out that you can only do this when we're all participating together. Right? The Gemara points out you have to be Misubin. Misubin means Behaseva. Now who sits Behaseva, leaning, that's what we do on Leila Seder. Who eats like that? But back in the day, it meant you made one Chavura. You made one group. We are, as one group, going to offer one Bracha. But you have to be considered to be one group. Already Tosfot points out, Tosfot living in 1100s, 1200s, 1300s in Europe, they're like, we don't do Haseva anymore. We don't lean, we don't couches. We sit at a table. Said Yeshiva Didan, Ke Haseva Didhu. When we sit around the table together, that's just like Haseva. When we sit around the table together, to eat together, we're making one Chavura, one group. But you have to be sitting around together in order for the Bracha to work for other people. So Tosfot asks, how can we make Havdalah, which has two brachot, Borei Pri HaGefen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, for everybody else, because they're not sitting with me. They're not Mesubin, and they're not Yashvin. Tosfot already said, you could just sit. No one's sitting. It doesn't work. So why does it work? Why is that okay? Why is that okay? So he said, maybe because we all have in mind, Latzet Yedei Chovah Avda Havdalah, since we all intend to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, it also works for the Borei Pri HaGefen. It also works for the Borei Pri HaGefen, because we all have that in mind, and that's what we assume. The Orchot Chaim writes, no, you have to make Havdalah standing. Why? Similarly, you have to escort the king out. Shabbat came in, you have to stand to greet it. When the important person leaves, you stand up to escort them out. You don't sit and let them leave. You stand, and therefore it's acceptable. Now, the Orchot Chaim writes, what about Kiddush? So we're all thinking, what do you mean? You stand for Kiddush, right? But the Orchot Chaim fits. There are many Ashkenazim that sit for Kiddush. He says, yeah. So why Kiddush do we sit? When you escort the king out, you stand. When you bring the king in, you don't stand. Kiddush, Friday night. Ashkenazim, some Ashkenazim sit. Some Ashkenazim sit. So you're like, what are you talking about? We stand. So, okay. The Orchot Chaim says you sit. Some Ashkenazim do this. Why? En Kiddush el b'makom seuda. You have to make the Kiddush where you're eating. It's not enough at the table, in the seat. So we don't follow that. But we don't follow that. And he says, so what are you going to do? Stand and sit and stand and sit like some Ashkenazim do. He's like, ah, that's silly. Stand half. That's not going to work. Otherwise, we assume, so the Tosfot writes, how could we stand? Maybe yes, maybe no. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Mavdil Miyushav. You should sit for Havdalah. You should sit for Havdalah. Why? Because otherwise, there's no Haseba. There's no grouping of everybody together. Look, at least Kiddush that we're standing for, we're all standing around the table. We're all about to eat a meal. So at the very least, we're all standing around the table. We're all gathered together. You could tell me that we're sitting for a meal. So mimela, the bracha works. We're all gathered together to make one chavurah for one bracha. Havdalah is no meal. There's no meal. We're just hanging out. So why does the bracha work for me? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you got to sit. You have to sit in order for it to be considered everybody together. The Ramah writes, Ashkenazim stands. And he says, that's their minhag. They stand and they assume, like the Tosot, because everyone has in mind to Yaseya Dechova with the Havdalah, it also works for the Borek for Yageshen. Now there's a big machloket what the Gra did. There's a very big machloket, the Gaon Mivilna, what he did. Because the Gaon Mivilna writes on Shulchan Aruch, they have to sit. Okay? So he wrote, you have to sit. And they have to understand, the Gaon Mivilna didn't write a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote Hagahot. He wrote Hagahot, comments. And there are different versions of these comments. And so now we have them all piled together and called Hagahot Agra. But they came in different editions. So there it says you have to stand. You have to sit, rather. You have to sit. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, yeah, it's based on the Tosfot. You see, you should really be sitting. Problem is that his students all said he used to stand. His students used to stand. So Chaim Volozhin, who was one of his most famous students, used to stand. So somebody wrote down all that. They used to have people who do this. They have a big Talmid Chacham. Someone writes down everything they do. The Ma'asiyot, the Hanagot, they write down everything. So the person who was writing down Rav Chaim Volozhin's Hanagot, he saw him standing. Now he saw him standing. He knows the Gra says to sit. So he didn't want to ask him. It's uncomfortable. Like, your Rebbe says to sit, and you're saying he didn't know what to do. So apparently he pulled it, and I pulled this off. He brought a Shulchan Aruch, where he was learning the Gra, like right in front of him. So when he would bump into him, he would see that he's learning that Gra. So he'd have to respond, right? Because he knows what's going on without bringing it up. So he says, yeah, the Gra really didn't mean it. We all know the Gra used to stand also. Okay, yes, no, it's unclear. So Rav Avadya says, okay, look, what's going on? What's going on? Think about it for a moment. Why do you have to sit for Havdalah, we just said? Because for the bracha of Hamavdil, I can make the bracha of Hamavdil, and you could answer amen, that's fine. It's the bracha Neyayin, right? The bracha Neyayin, the bracha Nehenin, that we all have to be grouped together, that the bracha Nehenin should work for you. Why do you need the bracha Nehenin to work for you? Are you drinking wine? So, if you're planning on drinking wine from the Havdalah, then the Mavdil needs to sit. You need to sit, and he needs to sit also. Because otherwise, the bracha that I make, let's say I make Havdalah, break Evan, doesn't work for you. Because you won't be able to drink. Because we're not grouped together. But if you're not planning on drinking, which is the common minhag is that only the person making the bracha drinks, then it doesn't make a difference. Then I could stand, because for me it's fine. You could stand because you're not drinking. And he says that explains the different practices that people had. When other people are drinking, you must be sitting, right? And they must be sitting also. When other people are not drinking, you may stand up. So he says, practically speaking, however, the Ben Yishchai writes that, the Ben Yishchai writes both. He says, Nohagim lomar havdala mu'umad. We usually, the minhag is to say havdala standing, lelavot et hamelech. Be'eretz HaKodesh, ein makbidim leishev. And even in Eretz Yisrael, they're not particular about sitting. But Rav Chaim Falazi, the Kaf HaChaim writes, no, al pi the Zohar is supposed to sit. So Rav Avadya writes, in the end, he says, yoter nachon leishev. It's more appropriate to sit. V'rak b'kiddush, meaning kiddush we should sit also. Because kiddush we should also. So we should sit for all of them to enable everybody else to drink. But kiddush, there are reasons, al pi the Arizal, to stand. So we stand for kiddush. He says, technically speaking by Havdalah, you could stand. If I'm the only one making Havdalah, right, and no one else is drinking from the wine, then it's acceptable for me to stand. But since al pi Kabbalah, it's better to sit. So whenever you can, it's appropriate to sit. Nafkamina is let's say the Chazan is making Havdalah, and he happens to be standing. That means nobody else is drinking from the wine, right? The only way you can drink from the wine for Havdalah is if the person making Havdalah is sitting and you are sitting. If the person making Havdalah is standing, you should not drink from the wine because the bracha of Reper HaGefen doesn't work for you.